Greetings to all of you listening to this recording today, wherever you may be. I'm Rob Christie. I'm 75. I've been in what is loosely called the personal growth and transformation movement for 4 decades. And during that time, one of the most powerful people I've had the privilege of meeting is Jim Hamilton, who is with me here this morning. We want to discuss soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light, three very important concepts in Jim's work. So take it away, Jim.
Well, Rob, first off, it's a pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. We do a good job of questions and thoughts and this and that. And my first thought is the concept of consciousness being a movement. That was part of your description. And it's interesting to realize how humanity is consciously morphing toward being more conscious. I have a friend that has children in high school, or kids in high school, or knows of kids in high school, and they talk about how kids are more inclusive than they used to be. There's an awareness seemingly growing just across the spectrum. And yeah, there's people that bring up the rear, and there's the loud, call them naysayers, or people that complain about this and that. But the consciousness movement is moving. It's actually moving fast. Kind of the markers of consciousness is allowing, non-resistance and allowing. And it's you see it in all kinds of spectrums. Yes, the news is kind of heavily weighted toward what you might call sensationalism. So we don't really get a true indicator of what's going on out there in the world. But here you are at 40 years in the consciousness movement. I started meditating in 73. So I got 50 years background in meditation. And so this whole thing is growing. And I think it's an article I'm writing, Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light. And I think where consciousness begins is with the mind, because the mind is something we have dominion over. And by learning how to manage what we think, or realizing that, oh, gee, I was inadvertently nasty to somebody, and kind of pledging maybe to do better the next time, or actually maybe even going back to that person and acknowledging that I made you uncomfortable. And we're starting to learn how to, when I say second guess, we're starting to rethink things a little bit as we become more conscious as a species, as we see more news, we're starting to rethink things. And see, that's all done by the mind. And so the mind is a great tool because we carry it around with us all the time. We always have it available. In fact, it's in our face all the time, you might say. And I might say, we're not our body. We're not our mind. And actually, we're not our brain. We're awareness. And so we have authority over the mind. And the fun part about affirmations is that affirmations is one of those aspects of beginning to take charge of our affairs, because as we start to elicit an outpouring, we can change our realities. For example, I had a 40-foot sailboat. I know I talked about it once in a while, but it's pretty marvelous that by the time I was 26, I had a 40-foot sailboat, and I was retired by the age of 30. And so this was all something that I intended, and it's a product of affirmations. And so we learn about the thing we have most access to, which is our mind, and making new choices is a component of that. But affirmations is a more distinct mechanism for taking charge of our output, because our output is where our realities come from. Our output is a type of focus, and of course what you focus on expands. So by learning how to use the mind through affirmations, we begin the process of becoming more intentional in our reality creating and our outcomes.
Why do you think there is a broader spectrum of people showing awareness and interest in, you know, what you just talked about than there has been in the past?
Well, you know, the first thing that jumps to mind is because communication is so much more available, there was a time like in the 60s, you know, big Cadillacs and having stocks and bonds and a big home was the epitome of success. And it didn't take long to realize that, is that all there is? Turns out it's not the case. And so through so many different kinds of media, we have so much more access to information about our surroundings. And what was simple success in the 60s, let's say, has really morphed into so much more. And I think we're beginning, you know, the spiritual component of life, which is the idea that there's a connection with source, that enabling that in some manner or another brings us more abundance. And so what's happening is humanity is able to now experiment with what they believe to be true, because what we knew to be true in the 60s was pretty limited. And so people are going far beyond that. Psychedelics and cannabis and all those kinds of things help people open up. And so is so much more available, and it's being explored at every level. And then to add another component, I believe that each generation, the children come in. I've never been around infants and young people, and I hear stories, but apparently children are coming in far more aware than they ever did. And I think in part that's a product of parents and just society being a little bit more open. And I think the children come in more open, and how that exactly comes to be, I'm not sure. But again, consciousness is growing. There's less acceptance of war, and on and on and on.
I'm old enough to remember when there were no personal computers, and I'm old enough to remember when there were no televisions.
Yeah, I remember my first black and white, and I think I can't say I remember color, but you know, and by the way, television went off at 11 o'clock at night. There were three channels.
That's right.
Now you got close to a billion, and that's an exaggeration. But so the point is that humans have been able to discover that there's more than what they were taught in a black and white world. In the very minimum, the world is technicolor, which is an old term, but it's unlimited, and we're really starting to explore that. And better than that, we're starting to compare notes among each other. And there's really the power.
Well, one of the reasons I'm excited about your work is when a person begins to consider the notion that there's more out there than they thought there was, or that what they've been told may not be true, the next place they go is, well, what do I do now? And one of the reasons I'm excited about your work is it gives people a place to go who are wrestling with those kinds of questions.
I'll tell you a quick story. It happened last night. A friend of mine, we were sitting in having a beer in a restaurant. And we're sitting at the bar, and the bartender is young. He's 22 years old. He's a friend of my friend. I don't know how all that goes, but we started talking about, I say, my work. I introduced the idea of affirmations and kind of, you know, how to get ahead. And he really said, was that affirmations, I say, were a little bit scary. He was concerned that they would push his ego or develop his ego. And one of the things I suggested was, instead of having affirmations about wanting a new red convertible, and the ego that would go with that, which is really a fair remark, I said, why don't you have affirmations about how you want to interact with your customers at the bar? Now, this is a nice pizza restaurant. it's anyway, and so he got the idea, and what I suggested was, why don't you have affirmations about how you want to feel instead of what you want? Because what you want is really more about how you want to feel, and you can sidestep the concern about growing the ego by having having affirmations about how you want to feel. And that's actually a great step going forward for people wanting to start to manage their mind and have authority over their outcomes.
Well, what a gift to that young man. And it leads logically into a discussion of what people typically think of as affirmations and what you are now sharing as soaring affirmations. So share with us a little bit about that step up the ladder, if you will.
Okay. So first off, the fundamental affirmations are about what you'd like to have, like a new red convertible. And very often affirmations, and this is the faulty component, though people have to start with affirmations to learn, but affirmations and focus are similar. Three kinds of focus or three kinds of reality creating. Resisting what we don't want is huge focus. And technically, resisting what you don't want is a type of affirmation, actually, because it's what comes out of you. You don't have much charge over it, but it's a type of affirmation, resisting what you don't want. Another type of affirmation or type of reality creating is choosing what you want based on what you don't want. In other words, what you're trying to escape becomes what you want. The problem with that as an affirmation is you're carrying what you don't want as part of the affirmation. The third type of affirmation, you might say, is a visionary type thinking, which is more in the line of soaring affirmations. But to understand soaring affirmations, we first have to learn how to use affirmations properly. And an example of that is in a course I teach, I don't even know what it's called, Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light. We start with seasoned affirmations. In other words, making up your own is a massive shortcoming because, again, most of our thinking is a variation on escaping what we don't want. Even if what we really think is we want a lot of money, or we want a lot of this, or we want a lot of that, usually it's based on something we're trying to escape. So with Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light, we start with proven affirmations that have been published, oh, maybe possibly 60 years, and where they come from is incidental, but they're proven. And so we start by using the mind to build a perspective in our head about our output. And so seasoned affirmations is how you start. And as you settle into those, you then extend from that base into your own thinking, ultimately from a visionary mode. To take that a half a step further, where I kind of discovered the concept of soaring affirmations was I wrote my first book, Visionaries Thrive in All Times. I journaled for 2 years, and somehow right from the beginning in my journaling, I used to start, "Good morning, Jim. We are pleased to speak with you." And all of my journaling had like a third part component, which meant my journaling, i.e. my affirmations, my journaling was not limited to just my perspective. And using a we perspective, it allowed me the freedom to extend my thinking initially in the journaling aspect, which, by the way, you should try that. But soaring affirmations, we start with a solid base of proven statements, and then we extend them in a visionary mode, for which ultimately we learn how to tie in to guidance. So that's an aspect, it's a mechanism for tying into something beyond ourselves. And the idea, of course, is for our affirmations to be ever upward in our thinking. And that becomes the core of soaring affirmations and prosperity and guidance light.
So again, I want to emphasize that you have a proven method for assisting someone in moving through the affirmation process so that it delivers an output to that person that improves in quality over time.
Yes, because my whole lifetime initially was a product of affirmations. I started with a book called The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. I might have been 17. I don't know how young I was when I got that book. I didn't even read the whole thing because ultimately it was about how to do classified ads. But I was introduced to the idea of harnessing the subconscious mind in goal setting. And I'd started meditating by the time I was 23. And by the way, I barely got out of high school. My English teacher, I had her 2 years in a row, junior and senior, and she decided that failing me wasn't the answer. So I got out of high school, no family help, no this and that. And the Lazy Man's Way to Riches introduced me to harnessing the subconscious mind. So affirmations was how I started my young adult life. And like I say, I had a gorgeous 40-foot sailboat by the time I was I put the deposit on it when I was still 25, and I remember borrowing the money over the phone. Now, it's true that I was in the boat industry, and the banker I dealt with, I used to send him lots of business, and I was stable in my finances when I was young. But goal setting is the way you start to have management over your mind, because otherwise your mind runs kind of helter-skelter and kind of all over the place. So meditation, of course, is really important. But soaring affirmations, or pardon me, affirmations is the beginning process of having dominion over your affairs. And having dominion over your mind is the beginning of having dominion over your affairs, because you can manage and dictate the output. And are you ever, over a period of a lifetime, or you learn how to refine your affirmations. And that's what we have an advanced version of here, is how to jump to the head of the class using affirmations and soaring affirmations for purposes of prosperity and abundance.
Well, I'm thinking as I listen to you, the old saying, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you keep on getting what you got. And what I'm hearing you saying is the first step out of that dilemma is getting dominion over your mind.
And the curious part is you are not your mind. That's the big first discovery, or the discovery that eventually shows up, is that your mind is a tool. And learning how to run the mind, and like the bartender from last evening, he was afraid of the ego taking charge and overrunning his life. And so he was kind of held back in his fear that affirmations had a certain potential danger. And that's a really interesting thought. And again, I learned that, I mean, not so long into my foray into affirmations, that we really wanted to learn affirmations should be about how we want to feel. And I now live in a world of expectation. I don't drive anything anymore. And well, I can't say that, because there's things I want, and of course I push toward them. But instead of driving things, I live in an expectation of them coming out. So that could be another type of affirmation, by the way. But it takes a refined and kind of empty experience, because otherwise you need to learn how to drive your output. And that's part of harnessing the mind. There's lots to learn about it.